Welcome to Vision for Change Radio with John Stevenson. When faith meets information, everything is possible. It takes just one moment to put your life on the road to success and personal fulfillment. You can obtain God's best when you can see your future in your present. Listen in as we share information that will inspire your spirit and empower your soul.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, family. This is John Stevenson. Welcome to Vision for Change Radio. It is my pleasure to come before you today through the this vehicle called radio. And hello to my Periscope family. How you doing? Welcome, 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 welcome. It's always my tradition to jump on here and let you know Jesus is the Lord of our lives. So if you need to be born again, come on and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible tells us if we confess with our mouth and repent of our sins, that God can come in your life. He'll change your life. God loves you so, so very much. And so I just basically tell people, ask him, take my life, do something with it. You know, so just repent of your sins, ask him to forgive you. He'll come in and he wants to minister. He wants to love on you. He wants to do some great things for you. You got a vision. You got a call. God is there. Amen. He's going to help you fulfill that. Well, today's call-in number is 240-638-5430, 240-638-5430. I do want to hear from you. I believe the Spirit of the Lord has something he wants to say, so I'm going to minister today. And I have a guest coming on shortly, but we're going to talk about just the manifestation of your faith. We want to talk about the manifestation of your faith. And again, I gave the call-in number because if you got something, I want to pray and be in agreement with you. You can go by our website, jsmonline.org, and you can get more information about who we are, what our ministry does, submit prayer requests. And also, if you want to sow financial seeds, I want to thank all those who have been sowing. We are releasing our faith, and we're seeing the manifestation of you sowing in the good ground happening. So the opportunity there for you to sow into the ministry as well. Well, as always, it is part of what I do here at Vision for Change. I welcome our engineer. She is not just an engineer. She has her own radio show called Generation Now. And her name is Miss Janice Sturtevant. And she was on this weekend. How are you, my lovely sister?
Good afternoon. Is it afternoon? Good morning.
Yeah,
good
still morning. I still got a few minutes here. It's still morning.
Right. I am doing well. I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm blessed. Blessed and highly favored. How's that sound?
Hey. Yeah. I'm blessed, highly favored, and thankful, grateful, all of the above.
Good. How was the show?
The show was great. It was good. You know, each time I do a show, I try to shed light on what's going on with the youth. And this past show was about bullying and giving statistics and information as it relates to teen bullying and the different types of bullying and what we can do as a community to kind of help that so that's not always going on.
Oh, my goodness.
It was good. It was a good show.
All right. I missed your show this weekend. I said I'm going to try to set my time.
You're not right.
I know, but you know, I got a lot of love for you. Amen.
Likewise.
Amen. Amen. Well, today I'm going to start off something different. I have a guest I have on. He's got an art show, and Dr. Eve Taylor, if you were just listening to her broadcast, she made mention of this National Black Memorabilia Show that's coming up this coming weekend, April 9th and 10th. And his name is Mr. Lindsey Johnson, and I have him on the line. He's not on the line yet. Okay, we'll try to get him on the line. Were you able to get him, Janice? We weren't able to get Mr. Johnson. Well, okay. Well, here's the thing. We're going to be out at this show. As you heard, Dr. Eve, she's going to be at the show as well. And we're going to have a table. And I want you to come on out to this show. He has on his flyer, it says Black History Matters. And I think all history matters, but he's really specialized in Black History Matters. It's on Montgomery County Fairgrounds, 16 Chestnut Street, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20877 is the address. And he'll have several things there, but we'll be there with John Stevenson Ministry. And our team will be there. We'll have a table. Come on out. I want to get a chance to meet you, shake your hand, hug you. Thank you all for your support of the radio show and some other things that we're doing in the community. I want to just show some love, and we'll have our books there, and we'll sign some books and all that good stuff. So if we're able to get Dr. Johnson or Mr. Lindsey Johnson on the phone, we will, so he can give you a little bit more information about the show. But now, I got a song by DJ Khaled, Be Like Jesus. I want to play that for you, and when I come back after this song, we're going to just talk about your faith and where you are with your faith. Amen.
That free feature of LA. I said, yes, ma'am, is everything okay? She said, come over here, I got something to show. You shouldn't be on TV acting that way. I said, whoa, you'd rather I be fake. Want me to act like I don't make mistakes? Sorry, ma'am, I ain't cut that way. I gotta keep it 100 all day. And your attitude is worse than mine. And you could be a little bit more kind. And if you want folk to come to your church, we all gotta do some work to be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus.
Looking like there he is. They wanna remind you of what you did. Don't know why some people just won't forget. And some folks just won't let you live.
Oh, how quick they forget what they did.
Don't even remember who they did it with.
Shh, but that ain't none of my biz.
Let me put it just like this. I wanna be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus.
That was Dietrich Haddon and Be More Like Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, before I get into what I'm going to talk about today, we're going to talk about your faith and manifesting your faith. And I'm going to hopefully encourage some of you all. I have Mr. Lindsey Johnson on the phone from the National Black Memorabilia. Mr. Johnson, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you, my brother?
I'm doing fine this morning.
Good, good, good. I'm so glad you were able to join me today. I cannot talk about your event without having you, the CEO, the president, the doctor, the bishop over this thing, come online and talk about it a little bit. Amen?
Oh, yeah. We appreciate that.
Well, great, great. Mr. Johnson, I know you and I talked over this weekend, and I think you got a great story. I know you might not think it's great, but just give everybody a little bit of information about who you are and how you got into this.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, I'm the organizer and the promoter of the upcoming April 9th and 10th Black Memorabilia and Fine Art and Craft Show at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. And the way I got involved in the, show promotion or organizing business, I started out initially back in the, in the 1980s as a collector. Mm-hmm. And the main thing I was interested in at that time was collecting, movies. Related to the black exploitation film area of the late 60s and early 70s. Mm-hmm. And I started going around, to different events in the country, events being movie and TV memorabilia shows, up and down the East Coast and also in California. And I was able to, put things in my collection, but also I recognized that at that time there was no such event in the greater Washington, D.C. area. Mm-hmm. Which essentially was a movie and TV memorabilia show. So I took it on my own to see it as an opportunity and also did my research and set up a show at the Holiday Inn in Gettysburg, Maryland, in the late 90s, I guess mid-90s. And that went well. And after several years, I realized that, hey, you know, there's a greater opportunity in this area of you know, promoting events. And that opportunity presented itself in the sense that rather than doing just a collectible show, you know, I expanded that into a antique show. Mm-hmm. So if you look back over the last, you know, 18 to 19 years, all of the antique and collectible shows that you've seen, you know, three times a year at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds, those are shows that I have organized and promoted.
Okay, excellent.
And at, in the late 90s, mm-hmm. The Black Memorabilia Show was being managed, I guess, since 1984 by two ladies. It was started up in 1984 by Ms. Jeanette Carson and the late Melinda Saunders. Mm-hmm. They started it up. They recognized that we should be doing things and collecting things related to, you know, our African-American history mm-hmm. and sharing it with others. So they started up this event at the Silver Spring Armory in Maryland. Mm-hmm. And they kept that event there up until the armory closed about 14 years later. And in 1999, Ms. Melinda Saunders, who had the responsibility, decided that she was going to retire. And being that I was an antique show promoter, you know, and also a attendee at all of her shows, I took over the Black Memorabilia Fine Arts and Crafts Show in 1999, and I moved it to Gettysburg, where, you know, I was doing my antique and collectible shows. And we've been running it, this show, the Black Memorabilia Fine Arts and Crafts Show, at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds once a year since year 2000.
Okay.
As you know, this show, again, is coming up this Saturday and Sunday, April 9th and 10th, at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds, which is located at 16 Chestnut Street in Gettysburg. It's all indoors. Okay. And at this event, we'll have many vendors coming from across the country with Black memorabilia and art for sale. And Black memorabilia, we're talking about things, artifacts coming, going back to slavery, coming all the way up through you know, the Reconstruction area, coming all up through Jim Crow, coming up through the Civil Rights Movement, all the way up to today. Events that have documented, you know, or related to our history will be on display and also for sale at this event by many vendors from across the country. Also, in addition to the vendors, we'll have a number of educational exhibits, because one of the things, one of our objectives is to educate people on the African-American history and culture. Mm-hmm. So we'll have, for example, some exhibit, a slavery artifacts exhibit, which is being put on by a couple out of Philadelphia who have got the Black Holocaust Museum up mm-hmm. there. Not also, not. We'll have Buffalo Soldiers reenactors in uniform with an exhibit, and they come out of Baltimore with an exhibit describing the history and the contributions of the Buffalo Soldiers. Yeah. There'll be a Malcolm X exhibit, which is put on by a fellow out of Washington, D.C., who, during, when Malcolm X was alive, he was Malcolm X's director of communications. Mm-hmm. And he's got things that he collected from that period of time, and he'll have those on exhibit at the show.
Okay, well, Mr. Johnson, we're running out of time. I want to ask, is there a cost for this to get in, or is it free? Or
Well, you know, let me mention one other thing. There will be Negro League baseball players at this event. There are still some with us, and they will be at this event, and they will be talking with fans and also signing autographs. And also, you can purchase a Negro League baseball memorabilia at this event. Now, in terms of cost, the general admission is $7, but all students are admitted free. And these are students of all ages.
Okay,
admission $7, all students
okay.
admitted free.
Okay, so
if you need more, if you need more information, go to our website, johnsonshows.com. That's johnsonshows.com. Okay. And the phone number for information is 301-649-1915. Again, 301-649-1915. And this is an event that's an education on African American history and culture for the whole family.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, yeah. I want to thank you so very much for being on with us today, and thank you for just sharing your heart. And again, John Stevenson Ministry and Visit for Change, we will also be at this event this coming Saturday. We'll be out there. We'll have a table out there. Come on by. Come on by, get some memorabilia. Also, learn more about your history. There's sometimes in school, I knew when I grew up in school that our history was very limited. So they go out to something like this, bring your children out so they can get a hold of some of our history. Amen. All right.
Well, thank you
so much, sir. Well, and I'll see you this weekend. God bless. All right. Well, today I want to talk to you about faith. You know, I am a man of faith, and I live by faith. And we talk about faith, we're not just talking about our religion, or we're not just talking about, well, I'm of the Catholic faith, or I'm the Baptist faith, or I'm of the so-and-so faith. And I'm coming to learn the more and more I'm getting out and about, there's different growing religions. But the Bible tells us we, the just, are supposed to live a certain way, and we're supposed to live by faith. And if we're supposed to live by faith, we need to know how to do that. Now, I know sometimes we'll have our different definitions of faith and what faith really is. But today, I want to help you with the time that I have, because I know there are, just in my prayer time, there are folks out just working on different things in their vision. They're stepping out on faith, and they're coming across some hurdles. And I want to help you with that. So I'm going to start reading in Matthew chapter 14. And this is very familiar. This is about Jesus walking on water. And I'll start in verse, I'm a little louder. Thank you, Denise. And when he had sent the multitude, verse 22, it says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. And the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come out on the water. Verse 29 says, and Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. I can't think of how many times I felt like I've had a word from the Lord, and I stepped out to do something on faith, and it looked like it wasn't going to work. It looked like it was going to fail. It looked like that I wasted my time, or I had to question, okay, Lord, I stepped out here. Was that me? Was that you? Or was that the devil? You know, we stepped out. I have some partners, and we own a barbershop over here in Maryland. And I remember when we first got into this, the gentleman, who's a friend of mine who sold us this business, he said, you know, man, keep going. It's going to look like it's not going to work, but you need to keep going because it's going to get to that point, right when it gets to that point. Now, he wasn't speaking faith. He was just giving me information he had. And then I talked to another friend that had a business, said, man, it's going to look like it's not going to work. I've talked to different pastors. I've been to ministers conferences. I've heard people say, you know, when you do something, there's a point. It looks like we wasted our time. It's not going to work. Well, in this case here, Peter's walking on water. And how many of y'all know when you walk on water, that is not something that's common? But he's stepping out and he's walking on water, stepping out on faith. And he's actually walking. He's performing the miracle. And I've come to learn that when you step out and do what God tells you to do, God gives you more on your way than before you begin. And so he's stepping out and he's seeing something supernatural. But then as I read the scripture, the Bible says the wind came. And as he's paying attention to the wind, he begins to sink. He didn't just drop and sink immediately. He started the process of falling. And it looks like his faith isn't working. Of course, we know wind has nothing to do with you walking on water, but it is a distraction. And sometimes there are distractions that will come up in your life. You're stepping out on faith and you're doing what God told you to do. And you're saying, I'm going to do this. I'm stepping out, Lord. I'm doing what you're telling me to do. But as you're paying attention to the distractions, are you beginning to sink? And I know sometimes that's why I want to encourage you today that if you keep walking, you'll find that you'll still perform the supernatural. Now, I know a lot of us, especially the folks that I know of in my circles, we're praying for heaven on earth. And I believe because you're born again, you are the miracle for somebody, and you are heaven walking on this earth. But you can't get distracted by what you see or even what you feel, because sometimes your feelings, based on your feelings, are coming from some of the things you've had in the past, things in your life. I know I've had things that happened. I've seen things happen. My mom struggled financially, and I can't be defined by that. You can only be defined by what God's called you to be and where he's called you to go. And so as I'm looking at this, he begins to sink. He cries out, "Jesus, help me." And verse 31 says, "And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, it's interesting. Jesus called it little faith. And I would think that if the brother walked on water, that would be great faith to me. But Jesus called, when you're beginning to sink, when you start off doing something, you start off walking by faith, you're getting the miracles to happen, you're seeing things take place, and then you start to worry and get concerned with whatever is distracting you, Jesus considered that to be little faith. Well, I'm going to take you to another scripture, and let's look at the opposite of this in Matthew chapter 8. And I'll start reading in verse 5. It says, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and I'll heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof. He said, but if you speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say unto this man, go, and he goeth. And I say to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard it," watch what Jesus said, folks. It says, "he marveled, and he said to them that was with him." Now, he turns around to his disciples, and he said, I want y'all to pay attention. He said, "Verily." Now, I've been taught verily means truly. And when Jesus is a man who never lied, never told lies. So if he's telling you truly, or he says truly, truly, I need you to pay attention to this. He says, "Verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not into Israel." And of course, the rest of this account here was the man's servant was healed that very hour. Now, we got a contrast here. We see one man walks on water and begins to sink. And Jesus says, okay, this is little faith. We've got another man here that's standing before Jesus, and he is saying, listen, I don't need you to come. I don't need you to lay hands on me. I don't need no holy oil. I don't need you to nothing. All you do is you give me the word, and with your word, I'll take what you said, believe what you say, and I'll step out. And Jesus said, that's great faith. Now, how many out there want to have great faith? And the simple definition of faith, let me just give you the simple definition, is just my belief, trust, and confidence in whatever God said. If you go to Genesis, which we call the Hall of Fame of Faith, and it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that you don't see. And it says the worlds in verse 3 of Genesis of Hebrews chapter 11, excuse me, Hebrews 11, 3, says the world was framed by faith. And when if I go back to Genesis and see how the world was framed, it was framed by, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. About 6 or 7 times he is saying God said, and when God said something, something formulated, and it created the earth, and we framed the earth, and we see the earth being formed just based on the word of God. And then in verse 29, it says, and God saw. So what did he see? He saw everything he said. So our simple definition of faith is just my belief, my trust, and my confidence in what God had to say. And it's evident here in the scripture, the centurion said, all I need is one word from God. If God gives me a word, I step out on faith on that word, then supernatural things can happen. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, man of God, I've done all that. And I hear you, you're preaching. That's a good word. I've stepped out on faith, but I'm still sinking. My business is still going under. My marriage is not going. My body is not well. And I'll tell you this now, just as a sidetrack, before I came in today, I'm letting you know, if you're listening to me today and you got a pain in your shoulder, the Lord said he's healing that today while I'm on the air. So I release my faith, and I decree and declare that everyone with shoulder pain be restored now in Jesus' name. All right, let's get back. So now, what is faith? My belief and my trust and my confidence in the word of God. I trust God no matter what he said, no matter what anybody else says, nothing can trump whatever God has told me. Now, the Bible says faith in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. It says it comes by hearing, and hearing by his word. But I'm going to give you another definition to give you clarity, because sometimes we'll say, well, I've heard a word. Let me give you something different. Faith comes by what you are exposed to. what you're exposed to. Sometimes faith will look for a word from God, and he says, my sheep hear my voice. But God will talk to you through dreams. God will talk to you through visions. So sometimes you can have a vision for something, and you can see something, and it's equated to be the same thing as a word from God. What did God show you? What did he say to you? What directions did he give you? Because whatever he's shown you, there is power available for that to manifest in your life and for you to see the goodness of God in your life. So now I know the guy's told me that I'm the healer, not the sick. Regardless of whatever's going on in my life, I have to believe that I'm healed. Regardless of the symptoms, regardless of what somebody said, regardless of what the doctor says. No, I am the healed and not the sick. So if I stand on that word and believe that, all I need is a word from you. Sometimes you can have a prophet speak what we call a rhema word. That's in the Greek defined when you see words. Sometimes it's rhema, the spoken word from a man of God or somebody or to your spirit. If you get a word from God and you take that word and you do something with that word, and I can show you next week what will happen with you taking that word, because I believe faith is simple. I believe sometimes we make it too difficult, and sometimes we get in the way of God. And when you see the great folks that did some great things by faith, you see some supernatural things taking place. Now, we had Mr. Johnson here talking about making history. I believe you can make your own history with your faith. I believe that whatever God shows you, whatever he's given you, he's trying to not just change your life. He's trying to change the world. He's trying to change the generations. I know some of the things that God has me and my wife involved in, it's not just for us. It's for our generation coming down the line. So I want you to know, just speak the word only. That's what we'll start with that today. And next we will go into, what do I do with my faith? You speak the word only and just stay focused on what did God say. Now, listen, we're going to go to a quick little commercial break on John Stevenson Ministries. Listen, we've got opportunity for you to sow into the ministry, see your seed grow. We want you to be involved with what we do. Partner with us, corporate sponsorship. We've got so many things available for us, for you. Here's a commercial for JSM.
The Bible tells us in Romans 11:29, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. God has given each of us a special gift or vision, something unique, special, and powerful. And we want to help you gain some clarity of your gift or vision to change any area of your life so you can better serve your family, church, community, and the world. God has called John Stevenson Ministries and the Vision for Change broadcast to reach out to the world using every available voice, and that includes your own. When you become a part of the Love, Give, Serve, or LGS Nation with John Stevenson Ministries and Vision for Change, we team up together to help you gain some clarity in what God has called you to serve, whether that is to your family, church, job, or community. We cover all of our partners in prayer daily. We ask you to pray and follow your heart in what to give financially to assist us in our outreach efforts. Any financial gift you commit to sow into the ministry is tax deductible. John Stevenson Ministries' Vision for Change broadcast fully believes that your tithes belong to your local church. Your donations to the ministry are received as offerings to support the vision and outreach of ministering the message of love and servanthood to the world. To become a partner or to acquire more information, log on to our website at www.jsmonline.org or call 877-268-8998 or send us an email to partnership@jsmonline.org. Please remember, as you love, give, and serve, all things are possible if you can just believe.
Praise the Lord. Well, this concludes our show. Before I let you go, I want to thank Mr. Johnson again, Mr. Lindsey Johnson. Again, this weekend, this Saturday, we'll be in Gaithersburg, Maryland at the Maryland, the Gaithersburg Fairgrounds. And come on by our table and meet some of the JSM staff. Also, I want to let you know we are having an opportunity for you to sow into the ministry. Once again, you just heard the commercial. Go ahead and sow. We believe God for every seed that's sown. We love you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This concludes our message for today. We believe your life has been changed through the power of the Word of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For more information, please stop by our website at jsmonline.org. And remember, all things are possible if you can just believe.